Okay, I'm gonna call.
Hey, Jody. Oops, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Jody. Hi, Jody. I'm gonna call the meeting to order. This is the Board of Finance special meeting, Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. I'm the chair, Kathy Donahue. President, we have, I'm just gonna go around the board. Jessica Samios, Kathy Newcomb, Judy Buell, Ed Adelman, Diane Gagnon, Stan Crawford. And Nick Brown has made me aware that he's going to be a little late for the meeting tonight, and he will also be joining us. It's budget presentation tonight, so we have a quorum. I won't be seating any alternates. We won't be taking any votes. Everybody's welcome to participate. So the first thing up is citizens' comments, if anybody has any comments. Nope. Okay, I don't see any, and I don't see anything in chat. So I'm gonna move on to department budget presentation. And first up is the library. And Bonnie's here to share with us her budget. And I'm going to try to share screens during this if I can to pull it up so we can take a look. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Perfect. Well, this is my first time presenting to the board, so I don't know if there's a standard approach to this, or do I just say, here are the numbers. How much detail would you like? I can read through it and explain things as I go, but it's pretty much a year-over-year balance from 2020. The major difference is that we had no fundraising in 2020, face-to-face anyway, but we did have very substantial donations, most of which are earmarked for programming coming up, so concerts in the coming years, where people donated a larger sum than was needed for 1 year, so we have something in the bank for doing ongoing concerts and ongoing programs. What to point out in particular? It is balanced year over year. Most of the numbers, I would say, are realistic. I would say the only place where we were a little optimistic was under utilities. And that's because the amount that we spent in 2020 reflected the fact that we didn't have air conditioning during the summer, except when the librarian was in the office. This is way down on line 43. You'll see utilities. Most of that is electricity for air conditioning and oil for keeping the building warm during the winter. And of course, there were fewer people in the building from March until December. So that number is lower than usual. If we want to, do you actually just want to talk through it from the top? Would that be worth doing? I don't know how much time you want to spend. Okay. Okay. So the book and bake sale, what we hoped for was 2,000. What we got was nothing because we didn't have it. But look at those donations. Thank you, Hampton, because wasn't that a great thing to do? We ended up in the following year, typically donations run around $22,000. I bumped it this year, hoping that we would again get donations because we haven't had the library open and here we are in March. We probably won't have it open for events until it's warm enough to be outside. So realistically, May, 5 years of the month, 5 years, 5 months of the year gone, and we don't know about the fall. Everything is looking really good though for moving forward. The trust fund income was down a little bit because it went way down and then way back up in 2020, but the average that we usually get is closer to 8,500 to 8,800. It's a little bit higher. We bumped it a little bit because we did get a bequest from Warrenstone. We got a bequest from the 1/9 amount that was given to the ambulance corps. And when that organization disbanded, we were given some funds to disperse from that. Checking account interest. It was budgeted for 65. We didn't get any, nor did we get the Burr, Nelson, or Robertson funds. This has to do with those funds being invested in a key account. And I have to tell you, that bank must be very wealthy because getting money out of them is almost impossible. I did finally fill in all of my financial information as if they were going to be managing my money. And I believe that it's in train. But right after I sent it all in, the person I was dealing with went out on paternity leave and he just came back last Thursday. So I have a call into him and we'll hope that the amounts of 250, 300, and 250, which is typically what we get, will actually flow through this year. The Town of Hampton appropriation, we are really hoping will be the same. The Vanguard Group monies are a little bit higher because we will have invested the Warrenstone monies. So that while it was 52.7-ish for 2020, it's pretty much the same. The big difference being those three book funds should come in. Does anyone have questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, I'll move on. The advertising and website fee, this is actually the fee to run our website. No one was using our website, which was, so it was nice and low in 2020, but the budget was, I think, $195 for the prior year, and it's always been used. So we bumped that back up to what it, we hope it will be in a more typical year, 2021. Similarly for bank fees, I don't know why they're so high, but there they are, $1,100, pretty much year over year the same. The books we did bump a tiny bit because hardcovers are getting more expensive. And rather than buying fewer books, we would prefer to increase the budget at least a little bit there. The three funds, this is saying this is normally what we get in, and we're assuming that that will be the same for this year. The building maintenance, $3,172. We bumped that to a little bit more because we're looking at two expensive projects coming up. One of which is to replace some of the soffit and woodwork on the south side of the building above the new addition. When Michael Burr put on the new addition, he said that where they could, they attached to fresh wood or places where it's very punky and will need to be replaced relatively soon. In my cover letter, I think I mentioned in the five-year plan that we can put this off for a year or so, but we can't put it off for too long. The second large expense is that in investigating various parts of the building, I went downstairs and noticed, because who can miss it, that the asbestos is not just friable on the pipes, it's falling off and it's on the floor. Also, when we replaced the furnace, I'm not sure quite when that was done, but the old furnace was left in the basement and it has asbestos in it too, all of which is exposed to the air. I believe that there was an understanding that as long as it was not disturbed, it was okay, but it's being disturbed by just currents of air, I mean, living. If someone has to go down and use an electrical panel, if someone has to go down and look at the furnace, as we recently did for a plumbing issue, these are people whose lives are put at some risk in our basement as it currently stands. I think in the five-year plan, I said something about getting estimates for this work. And I did get one estimate in so far. That's about $6,200. For asbestos abatement, that's not too bad. But I'm still hoping we can improve on that if I get a couple more. But that just gives us a ballpark to work with. Anyway, that explains why we bumped it from 31 to 42. And I would say, again, that's somewhat optimistic. Computer support, they didn't come in, so we didn't spend anything, but we normally spend about 300. Dues and subscriptions, they did go up. And that's things like the museum passes, some subscriptions to magazines, and other, I'm trying to think what else. It's mostly dues for museum passes. Insurance, $3,688. We just went up and rounded the numbers. We're hoping they don't go up. Landscaping and garden, $1,352. I think we added $48, and that's just to make it a round number. And the library programs, the $1,375, we dropped it a tiny bit, and this is someplace that I need to understand the budgeting a little bit more. There's money in hand for programs, but some of it is I don't know if it's kept in a different account, or I don't quite understand it. Remember earlier I said in our income that we had extra money from donations that was going to be available for programs. But I don't see that reflected in our budget yet. So I have to figure that out. But some of this net income down here, the 5457 at the bottom on line 46, is probably earmarked for programs. I just don't know how much yet. Yeah, right. Office equipment was a straight line over line. Any questions? So I can take a breath.
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
Regarding the furnace. I was a little confused, and you clarified it to a degree, but the furnace with the asbestos, is that that's an old unused furnace, or is that
correct? It was taken apart, dismantled. Yeah. We got a new furnace and they just left the old furnace down there.
See.
And
okay.
If it didn't have asbestos in it, who cares? But since it does, we do care. Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was being used still.
No. Yeah, so the good news is we do not need a new furnace in addition to asbestos abatement.
Right. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I have a question.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Diane. Diane Gagnon.
Just make sure you identify yourself for the tape.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, good. Thank you.
Does the amount for removal of the asbestos furnace, does that include the piping or whatever is falling off the pipes also?
It is. And they came in and did, to the inch measurement, and also included HEPA vacuuming of the floor because some of it has fallen to the floor and some of it is wet. And also taking apart the furnace and taking it away. I think if we just did the pipes, I don't have the estimate right in front of me, but maybe it was 55 or 56,000 or 5,600. And then the furnace in addition was round numbers 400 more.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it should be. When we're done, it's clean downstairs.
Right.
Yeah.
Any other questions at this
Any
point?
Other questions?
Okay. Keep going, Bonnie.
I do.
Jessica. Okay. Oh, Jessica had a question. Okay.
Actually, I just wanted to say to you, Bonnie, if you need to get a couple more quotes on the asbestos, if you want to contact me outside of the meeting, I used to be in that business.
Wonderful.
So I could probably help you get in touch with some.
Great, because I had contacted three, only one replied, which is not unusual. And I do want at least a couple more just to see where we are in a range. So we'll talk. And that was Jess who has the puppy?
No, Jessica Samuels.
I'm sorry, say again?
Jessica Samuels.
Okay, great. Jessica Samuels, good. Awesome. We'll talk later. Perfect. All right. All set for now?
All set.
Okay, moving on. Payroll, it's broken out by federal tax, unemployment tax, which we're required to withhold, and payroll other. The difference is that when COVID first struck, we pulled back on having Deb paid, and now we're expecting that come the following year, she would be paid in full, and that's the difference between the 18,718 and the 2,940. I'd love to say we gave her a raise, but we didn't. We'll talk about that next time. Okay. Professional services, $24.25. Just so you know, that is our bookkeeper who pays all the bills, does all our filing with the state, thank you, God, and deals with the accountant when we have to do our taxes. Software, that is actually the service like Nexus, Lexis, and other software services that we purchase at the library. Because I looked at that and thought, oh my goodness, that can't just be the internet provider. It is not. It's all those other services. Telephone, somebody had a really good deal. I don't know why it's so low, but thank you, Ann Christie, for getting that rate. I bet nobody else in the universe has a $70 telephone for the year. Utilities, $36.55, and we bumped it up to $4,000. That is the one number that I can tell you I feel is a little optimistic. I suspect if we are open into next winter, November, December, and coming open in March, we may need to bump that a little bit to pay for oil. And that's just, we'll know that as we go about the year. The audio, video, and DVD is pretty much line over, straight over. And that brings us up to 52,000 and change. Any other questions? Wow. Either that's very good silence or a very bad silence.
I have to let everybody know that when I'm sharing my screen, I do not have everybody's video link up at the same time. So if someone raises their hand, I may not see it. So feel free to ask any questions.
Right. Okay.
Nick Brown's
and that here. Takes us through the budget. Okay. The only other piece, that I presented was an expected five-year plan for upcoming expenses. And did I print that out? I did not. So we're doing this one from memory. The primary expense was discussing the asbestos abatement. And then as time permits or money permits, we're going to start looking at that rotten wood situation on the south side. My 2020 election bill was 64 for 1 year. Oh, but Stan, you have a completely modern building. It is not an 1880 Italianate, beautiful, drafty old house. Sorry, I wish I had your electric bill. For what it's worth, I would say that a goodly part of the utilities bill is the oil. It's not that much. Electricity is expensive, But we do have two very efficient, I'm not sure what they're called. They're some of their name is Slim Jim. It's a very thin split. Mitsubishi. Sorry, say again. The split. There you go. In the addition. And so we should start to see some efficiency savings there. Okay, so in terms of five-year plan, the other items were trivial. It was things as they come up. So for instance, we had a windstorm in August of 2020. We had some trees that had to come down as a result. Those are the things we just have money on hand because life happens. And small maintenance things, you know, we had a one of the radiators decided it was time to die, and it did. We had it replaced, and I mean, tightened up. And that's when we found the issue with the asbestos. It was going down during that fix. Other than that, okay. I think that's where we are. We will, I know we had some programming in 2020, despite COVID. We had two musical programs, two concerts outdoors, safely distanced, and everybody appeared to have a great time. We also had Alison Davis come and do recollections from her new book, Remembering 97 Years. And she's, I believe, already gone into a second publication of that. Good for her. I know that Ann Christie, our program director, has some interesting ideas for how to take advantage of the coming warm weather. Today was a lovely preview, but I'm looking forward to May. And maybe we'll have, I don't think we'll have an Easter egg hunt. It's still probably a little too early this year. But I know Deb is planning programs as well, our librarian.
Okay, well, thank you for the presentation and all the information. And I think we're all set with questions for tonight, but thank you for your work.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Oh, go ahead, Diane has a question?
I do have a question. If someone is interested in putting in a bid, I'm assuming you're taking bids
for the asbestos, absolutely,
and also for the outside of the building there, what you were mm-hmm. talking about fixing.
Yep.
So who would someone contact for that?
You'd contact me, and I bring it to the board. And we present the pros and cons of the various bids, and then make a decision. Though I will say the decision is heavily, heavily influenced by the bottom line.
Okay, but I would assume that you would go local first before.
Absolutely, if we can, that's always true. Like when we used a tree service, it was Little River Tree, who I think Keith Crawford has been a resident in Hampton for a long time.
Yes, I also have a guy who grew up in Hampton who lives over here in Mansfield. But anyway, all right, so we can get your name and number after this, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Or I'll put them in the chat now, if that's the easiest.
Sure. Whatever works.
I'm new to you, so I don't know what your rules and regulations are. I would just put it here. So.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Next, let's move on to Jody, the assessor. Let's see if I can pull her up.
Oh. Are you able to hear me?
Jody.
Well, it's nice to be able to present this year, and I think Zoom made it possible.
Yes, yay Zoom.
Welcome.
Now, the assessor's department budget doesn't include any revenues. Generally, that's done, it's other in other areas of the Board of Selectmen's budget. And the budget seems straightforward to me, but if anyone has questions about what is included in each line item, I'd be happy to answer those questions.
Okay, hang on a minute. I'm trying to put it up to share, Jody. Hang on, I'm just looking for the right one. There you are. Okay. Hang on. Technical difficulties on Kathy's part. Okay, why don't we just go through? You can start, Jody. Go ahead. Just go through it line by line. You just go down the list.
So for the salary line item, I put in Well, of course I put in for an increase for a cost of living and some additional tasks that I do in order to communicate and get things done now that one of my database is on a remote computer in Wyndham. We keep a line item for assessor assistant in there. I think it's crucial. If I were to become ill or if somebody were to become sick, we could pull an experienced assessor in. I try to do my best not to miss any work, but you don't want the assessor's office to be vacant for very long. There are a lot of state funding, a lot of reports that need to go in so that we can assure that we're getting the state funding that we need, et cetera. Mileage, I did not use very much this past year. I did offer, sorry, I'm doing this on my phone and I'm trying to figure out how to decline calls. Mileage, I didn't use very much this past year, which means I'm going to be using a lot more this year to catch up on some permits. Building permits have been flying in from the building department, which is good. And at the same time, trying to navigate how some of our taxpayers feel about entry into their home or whether they're able to give me some kind of, I don't have the equipment in the office, I would have to use my personal equipment, but if they wanted to give me like a video tour of any of the changes that took place and I would be able to go exterior to reduce the amount of contact with the taxpayer, I could do that. Assessor education, I did not request any change. I suspect they finally have a handle on being able to do video conferences. While there's a slight decrease, because usually it would include meals and maybe parking or some other things, I just recertified. So I'm back at ground zero with CEUs, and I'd like to accumulate those as quickly as possible to maintain my certification for you. The assessor professional expenses includes not only the NADA required pricing guides for motor vehicles and a legal notice that's required, but it includes my membership dues, I believe. The membership dues save us a lot of money for that continuing education. For example, one of them, for the International Association of Assessing Officers, if I was a non-member, there's a course I would have to pay $6.99. I'm a member, it's $2.99. And I think the membership fee for the year is something like $50. So there are three different memberships, local, Northeast region, and international. And that's where we can get, that's how we can get great prices on our continuing ed. If we move down to assessor computer support, those are our two contracts. We have two major databases. One of them is the computer assisted mass appraisal, where all of the real estate is maintained and changes are done, new construction is entered. And that bridges into our administrative software or quality data systems, which is also linked to the tax collector system. In that system, it houses our real estate, personal property, motor vehicle supplement. But in addition to that, that's where I'm able to make any changes for exemptions, maintain a veterans database, pull our state reports and everything like that. So, you know, about 50% of that is for each. The only other item from that that's separate is the assessor web hosting. That's extremely useful, not only for our taxpayers, but for their realtors and their insurance companies and everybody to be able to obtain PDF property record cards when we're not there to email them. So any additions to these are based on budget letters that were mailed from the vendors. I haven't requested anything in addition. As a matter of fact, when I reviewed it, I questioned whether there was anything we could cut and not usually. Mapping, that probably should have been removed last year. I'm not sure if it was before being presented to the Board of Finance. The selectman has been handling the Board of Selectmen, excuse me, has been handling the tax mapping budget through NECOG. So there was no reason to have that in the assessor's department any longer. Postage and supplies. I anticipate, as we see annually, a postage increase. I also believe that there's going to be a legislative change for some requirements for certified mail for certain notices. So I figured that would cover it for us. And I think I've covered every line item. So I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions for Jody on her budget?
Jody, this is Nick Brown here. I was wondering if you can speak to the additional responsibilities. I know in terms of COLA, the town, I believe, is proposing 2% for most staff and 0% for elected officials, I believe I saw. So I wanted to hear from you specifically, what are the additional responsibilities?
I'm sorry, Nick, you cut out. What's being proposed for the COLA this year?
The COLA for the town, correct me if I'm wrong, board, I believe is 2% for town employees and 0%, I thought I saw, for elected officials. So I was, you know, trying to square that with 3.5% in this budget. And you mentioned additional responsibilities, but I wanted to hear from you what specifically would warrant that COLA increase.
Well, there are a few things. With my computer being remotely accessed, there is, and I don't know if you can imagine, when I do bridge information or when I do need to get information into my administrative system, there are several more time-consuming steps. Once upon a time, it took approximately 3 minutes to get some of the items done, to get the information extracted to. Supposing, Nick, you contacted me and you wanted a simple list of veterans. And I would be able to write a report and pull that. But now, believe it or not, pulling it, and it perhaps it's an IT issue, and Brian would be able to resolve that. But we're talking, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes for that. And then when my major reason for putting that in there is the special requests of the revenue collectors themselves. Things that are their responsibilities, and they're responsible for knowing them, that they continually ask for special notifications of and things like that. And it's time consuming. So for me to stay on top of the communication, and it's not only during office hours, I make sure that they get my attention on off days as well, because they work very closely with the collection agency, and our taxpayers don't have to have back taxes for long before they're in collections. I don't know if I answered your question or not, but that's my personal reasons for asking.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions for Jody? Alan, you're lit up. I don't know if you have a question or if it's just a...
No, I do not.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You're talking to me, Kathy?
Yep. Jessica Samios.
Okay. Jody, it's Jessica Samios. I'm kind of new to this, and I'm just wondering, is it possible to get from you the actual numbers from last year? Because I see on the proposal, we have the approved numbers and the proposed numbers, but there's no way for us to look at what the actual spending was so that we can actually compare.
I don't have access.
What you spent to what you're proposing.
Sorry, Jessica, I don't have a copy of that. I believe Ellen does. Our treasurer has one. I never received one.
Yeah, Ellen does have a copy of that in the draft budget. I believe it's on the draft, the beginning of the working draft budget that she sent out. But we can send something out separately as far as the actuals over the past several years if people want them. Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, I don't see anything in chat either. Thank you, Jody, and have a good night.
Oh, thank you, Kathy.
Okay, let's see if I can pull up. Okay, Ellen, I'm gonna.
Yep. Okay. Sure. The only change in my, well, there are two changes in my budget. I'm looking to replace my desktop because it's 5 years old, and I'm afraid that something will happen to it, and I prefer to
be proactive with that. So Brian said it would be about $750. I'm showing off about a 5% increase in the software, the Intuit support, but I do have a telephone meeting with the representative next week to confirm that that is actually going up. It may not go up that much, so there may be less of an increase in that, but that's probably a worst case scenario. And again, that includes my computer and two computers support for the Board of Ed. But other than that, everything remains the same.
Okay. Any questions for Ellen? Okay, I don't see any nor hear any. Okay, thank you, Ellen. Town clerk, I don't see Shannon on, so maybe she something came up and she was able to make it tonight. She was the only other presenter tonight, so we will have more presentations on the 10th. And I guess that's it for tonight. We're moving on to the second audits for citizens. Are there any citizens or anybody who'd like to come as a citizen during this part?
I'm not a citizen, but I have a question. Only because this is Bonnie. My first time through the process with you. So what happens after you've met with all the people who have a budget to present this weekend, next week?
Well, the treasurer puts all the budgets together in full. And then we have a public hearing for input from our community. And then the Board of Finance reviews the budget after the public hearing. And if any adjustments, and we have a work session and any adjustments are made, those are discussed at that time. But all the meetings are posted publicly.
Okay. So that's over sometime around April? And with the fiscal years. Yes,
part of this is, at this point, we're just gathering information at this point, and it's a chance for people, we're having the budget work sessions because it's a chance for everybody to present their budget and also for us to ask questions so we understand where the numbers are coming from.
Perfect. Okay. Great. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Also, the budgets, I did ask, I know Donna was out, but the budgets will be available, all the budgets, copies of the budgets will be available on the finance page under other information. I don't think she has had time to load them yet, but because she was out for a day, but they will be up so everybody can see the individual budgets as far as community access goes. And are there any other questions or anything from the audience? Okay, hearing none, I will take a motion for adjournment. Would somebody like to move to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, Diane Gagnon.
Do I hear a second?
Second, Jessica Samuels.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, everybody, have a good night, and I'll see you on 10th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Stay warm.